Despite the constant din of Cairo traffic and residents, there are still quieter spots in certain parts of the city. Occasionally, one finds a place along the Nile. It's also relatively calm in the southern Cairo neighborhood of Mahdi. That's where the Geneva-based International Committee of the Red Cross has its offices.
The transition is not yet over. It has changed to a large extent from the demonstrations, the frequent demonstrations, and related to that, clashes with the police. It has changed from that to the more political process.
Klaus Spreiermann is the head of delegation for the ICRC in Egypt.
Many services and decision-makings are slowed down, if not blocked, due to the fact that nobody knows today, and that is really a new perspective, nobody really knows exactly where the country is going on a political level. We have seen 70% of Islamist parties actually being represented in the new parliament. How this is going to affect the country, where it is going, these are things we can't clearly see.
The ICRC has been in Egypt since at least 1935, Spreiermann says, giving it much time to watch Egypt's changes over the years, but it's unclear what the country will soon look like. Spreiermann is convinced the next great challenge here will be economic.
With the tourism down, not surprisingly, with all this bad or disturbing news that people get from Cairo too often, this is very practically influencing the possibility for income for the population. You add to that, for example, the return of hundreds of thousands of people who were used to work in Libya due to the conflict. These remittances are not coming back.
These economic challenges and those particularly affecting refugees in the region are some of the biggest concerns of the UN's refugee agency, UNHCR. Carmen Sach is the senior protection officer at the UNHCR Cairo office.
I have to say that the situation is not very ideal because socially, economically, it is challenging for the persons of concern. So we deal with a lot of frustration. I think that colleagues have been doing a great job in managing at the same time the changes, the political changes taking place in the country. And with our persons of concern here, it has been a very, very exhausting year.
Sach says things in Egypt aren't as bad as some might think they are, though there are problems. Some observers, like the Swiss government, are offering aid in the time of uncertainty. Benjamin Fry is deputy head of the Swiss program office in the Swiss embassy in Cairo.
Well, I think it's fundamental to understand that this country does not necessarily have a democratic past. It means that there is, of course, a potential here. There is a civil society that had very much trouble functioning under the Mubarak regime.
That means the Swiss are aiding NGOs, the media, but also the Egyptian government to understand democratic systems. But some problems could be institutional. Khaled Fahmy is the chair of the history department at the American University in Cairo.
It's business as usual, but people are not as usual. The people have changed, the government hasn't changed. It's up to you and to your listeners to make up their minds on whether or not the revolution has succeeded. I think that if people change, that's the most difficult thing. We see a very determined effort on the part of the regime to stay in power. This is a very, very well-entrenched regime. So it's not easy. It's not going to be dislodged in a day or two, indeed not even in a year or two.
As Egypt continues to feel its way toward a new type of governance, Fahmy thinks the most confusing and dangerous actor is the ruling military council. It is inherently undemocratic, like any military, he says. He disagrees with, but doesn't worry about the rise of political Islam in Egypt. But the lack of control and oversight over the ruling military, Fahmy says, is a grave danger to democracy.